You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Today, we'll be talking about another ordinary guy. Say, ordinary guy. And his name is Ananias. At ang kanya naman pong partner in the ministry at the start, at the onset, is an ordinary person named Saul. Saul. Si Saul. Okay. Mamaya po, papalitan yung S ng P. Okay. But anyway, the book of Acts has two Ananias. No? Dalawa po yung sinasabi ng Bible patungkol sa pangalang Ananias. One Ananias is in chapter 5 of the book of Acts, na asawa ni Sapphira. Okay. Si Sapphira, na mahilig sa Sapphira. Yeah. Oh, alam niyo, you know the story that, you know, at that time, the onset of the first century church, the first church, you know, they gathered everything that they have, sold everything that they had, and, you know, put that money in a pool, huh? And gave it, you know, for the work of the Lord. Pero yung mag-asawa na yon, a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira, nung nabenta nila yung kanilang property, sabi nila, bibigay mo ba lahat? Eh, paano tayo? Hindi, tabi natin para sa atin yung iba. But you know what? When God desires, you know, when God tells you to give everything, He means everything. You know? So nangyari po noon, you know, pagpasok nila sa church, sinabi sa kanila ng mga apostles, you did a very evil thing of, you know, taking money from what is due God. And that Ananias in chapter 5 died. Kasi kumisang kanya ako pinapaliwanag po ito, sabihin natin, ba, ito pala yung nagnakaw, tapos nandito na siya. Hindi po, ibang Ananias ang pag-uusapan natin sa hapong ito. Okay, ay sa umagang ito. Okay ba yan? Ha? Ananias, this Ananias in chapter 9 is, sabihin natin, is diametrically opposed to the lifestyle of the Ananias who died in chapter 5. Why? Because this Ananias, a true disciple in Damascus. Huwag niyo kakalimutan niyo kasi nakakabit parati sa pangalan niyo, Ananias of Damascus. It is an important place where, you know, the lives of many people, in fact, even the lives, I would say to you today, that even our lives today are connected to that name and to that place, Ananias of Damascus. Okay, mamaya po, papaliwanag natin yan. Now, this Ananias also is an ordinary disciple. But let's look at what the Bible is saying in Acts chapter 9, verse 10 to 20, then 22 to 26 and 27. No, babasahin po natin. But the big Bible we have, can we focus our scripture verses today? Payag kayong gagawin natin. Babasahin ko yung 10. I'll read verse 10. You read the second verse, vice versa. Palitan tayo ng pagbasa. Okay? Let's read it para hindi kayo antukin. Okay, baka makatulog kayo. Aga-aga eh, no? So, babasahin ko yung first verse. Basahin yung susunod na verse until we end all those verses that will be flashed in our big screen. Ready kayo? Okay, hindi na tayo tatayo kasi alam naman natin, we really treasure God's word. Pero okay na nakaupo tayo kasi mahaba yung babasahin natin, di ba? Okay, let's start. I'll start now. Acts chapter 9, verse 10 to 20. And 10 says, in Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias, and the Lord called him in a vision. Ananias, yes, Lord, he answered. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight. And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name.
The Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument
I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again, and he got up and was baptized. At once, he began to preach in the synagogue that Jesus is the Son of God. When he came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. He preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Matatanda niyo ba yung binasa natin? The story was? How the story was? Huh? But let's close the big Bible and let me just tell you the story how everything culminated in here. Ito po makikita natin that in the book of Acts, which is mostly called the Acts of the Apostles, I would call it the Acts of the Church. Why? Because we will see that in the book of Acts, which was accounted by the writer, Dr. Luke, who wrote the Gospel according to Luke, has, you know, a catalog, the first century church, how it was birthed and how it operated and how it ministered. And the book of Acts has no ending. Huh? Wala pong ending. Book of Acts is an open-ended book because it's a book about the story of the church. Of course, in the center of that is the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God, as the Savior of the world. Now, when we look at the book of Acts, starting with Acts chapter 1, and as we go on, we will see that highlighted in those chapters of the book are the apostles. The apostles, the 12 apostles. But when we will look at the story, we will see that in chapter 5 of the book of Acts, you know, something happened that, you know, there was a little bit controversy that when the apostles, 12 of them, 12 na, napalitan na si Judas. Sino pumalit kay Judas? Sino? Judas the Second. Hindi. Ang pangalan po niya ay Matthias. Si Matthias. Ha? Yun ang pinalit nila. So, 12 na sila uli. Eh ngayon, siyempre, lumalaki yung church. The church is now growing bigger. Ha? The disciples are multiplying. Makikita natin yung 12 kulang. Di ba? 12 lang eh. Baga dito, ilan ba tayo sa team? Dito, pastoral team. Kasama na staff. Parang ganun din karami. Parang ganun din. Mga 10, 12. Kulang sa 20 siguro. And dami na eh. Di ba? Tapos sabi nila, hindi maganda to. The apostles said that it is not good that we are no longer concentrating on the preaching the word. We are now busy with, you know, ministering to people, their needs, serving tables. Ano nangyari? Sabi na, ito ang gagawin natin. Eh, you choose from among us 7 men. Ito po, yung sinasabi sa Bible, they chose 7 men. In chapter 6, sabi ron, this proposed pleased the whole group who chose, number 1, Stephen, number 2 is Philip, number 3 is Prochorus, and Nicanor, Timon, Perminas, and Nicholas from Antioch. Yun. Ha, makita natin, names that are not with the original 12. Huh? Chosen. Okay, nakita natin, part of those names or two of those names are familiar with us. Number one is the one who were introduced to last Sunday. His name is Philip. Di ba? Si Felipe. Di ba? Kaya nga tawag sa atin, Philippines. Di ba? Came from that name. And one is Stephen. Saint Stephen. Huh? Now, Stephen's story was also together with, you know, it's like a chain that is related, connected to the story today. Stephen was, sabi no, full of the Holy Spirit and began preaching and teaching the word boldly. Huh? Eh, siyempre, pagka nung panahon na yon, at that time, you know, when you are preaching about the name above all name, Jesus Christ, parati kang, you are always in the eyes of the persecutor, the reigning religious leaders in those times. Huh? Yung mga nagaharing uri ng relihiyon sa panahon na yon, pag narinig Jesus, huwag kayo mag-preach niyan. Don't preach this name. So Stephen, you know, end up dying as a martyr. Huh? Hinuli nila si Stephen. Kanilang inilagay doon sa, you know, he was thrown at the valley of, at the valley where, the stoning valley, right there in Jerusalem. And they stoned Peter, they stoned Stephen to death. Di ba? Lahat ng mga sumasalungat, all those that don't believe in the mission and the ministry of the cross of Jesus Christ, the gospel, galit sila talaga. Hindi kayo sumasama sa amin, ha? The Jewish religious leaders, you know, they killed Stephen. Lo and behold, what happened there was a man standing right there and holding, you know, the garments of those that are stoning Stephen to death. Ah, kasi bago sila bumato, hubarin nila yung kanilang ano, yung, siyempre, meron silang cape, eh, di ba? Meron silang ang tawag doon? Ha? Coat. Ha? Cloak. Cloak, coat. Basta ano yun, basta yung nakaganon, di ba? May nakita ko kanina dyan eh, suot ni ano. So yung blue yun, ganun, parang ganun. Yan. Tas mo nga. Yung kulay blue. Hindi, kulay blue yung nakaganon sa iyo. Yan, something like that. Amin na! Ay na, takbo mo rito. Yeah. Parang gusto kong hiramin kanina to kasi parang ang ganda eh, no? Yan, okay. Parang ganito yun, di ba? Yung you Jews have a shawl. Yan, di ba? Parang nakaganong kasi sila eh. Tatandaan nyo? Ngayon mga Hudyo eh. Hindi sila pwedeng mambato pag nakaganyan sila. Sabi nila, hawakan mo nga ito, pre, hawakan mo ito, pre, hawakan mo sandali ito. Yan, hawakan mo. Ang nagtagahawak, ang pangalan niya ay Saul, si Saul. Ha? Ito na, connected na sa storya natin. Saul was holding their garments and was cheering, sige, balata mo, sige, puruhan mo sa ulo, sige. And his name was Saul, is Saul. Okay, connect natin sa story. Okay. Now, the onset, when we look at that story, that name Saul was a terror to the Christians at that time. Pag narinig nila yung pangalang Saul, nangigilig na yung mga Kristiyano, naku, patay tayo dyan. Saul has been persecuting Christians, had been, you know, dragging Christians from house to house and bringing them to the religious leaders, you know, to be judged, to be stoned, and to be, you know, persecuted, to be whipped. Lahat po ng dinanas ng Kristiyano sa panahon na yon, nakatatak sa kanila parati yung pangalang Saul. Now, Saul was in a horse with his, you know, with his team. Huh? Kaya lang nga, hindi discipleship team eh. Hindi evangelistic team eh. Persecution team. Huh? He was riding a horse in the road to Damascus, huh? With his sword and everything. And suddenly, something happened in that road and he got struck by that encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at that picture. There he is. Ganda ng kabayo, pinahulog siya sa kabayo. Tapos there was a light, shining light, ang sabi, blinding light, that struck him. And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And Jesus answered, I'm Jesus, the one you are persecuting. Wow, is Saul persecuting Jesus? No, he's persecuting the Christians. But right there and then, the Christians were called the people of the way. The Christians then were called the followers of Jesus. The Christians there were so, you know, molded by the life of Jesus that when they walk and when they talk and when they, you know, preach the word, they were duplication of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Saul could relate to that. Eh? Jesus, I am Jesus, the one you persecute. And Saul said, what do you want me to do, Lord? Wow. That was a divine encounter in the life of this person. Yet, you know, he got blind. Nabulag siya. He got blind. And what, you know, the company of Saul did not know that. Did not see, you know, they just saw the blinding light. But the encounter was, what happened to Saul? Huh? Anong nangyari sa kanya? Nadapa yata yung kabayo. Hindi naman, nakatayo naman, nahulog sa kabayo. Hindi naman, magaling mga bayo. So what happened is, you know, they led Saul to Damascus. Huh? They led him by hand. Bulag eh. Yeah? Then, something happened. The Lord Jesus Christ talked to a person, and lo and behold, his name is Ananias. Ananias was in Damascus, and the Bible says he was praying at that time. Ananias was praying. He is a disciple from Damascus. You know, it is peculiar that they always say Damascus because the disciples were always related. The disciples were always, parati silang ang identification nila is Jerusalem. Huh? Tandaan natin yan, huh? The disciples are always, you know, identified with Jerusalem because the apostles were in Jerusalem. But here in this place, Damascus, where the disciples were already, you know, those that are persecuted in Jerusalem, some of them transferred in Damascus, and that was the start of the Damascus disciples. And this guy, Ananias, was a disciple from Damascus, and he was a faithful disciple. At this time, he was praying. And Jesus talked to him and says, go to this straightway and find this place. Find this house. And you will see a man who I called because I will use this man. Okay, hindi ko po binabasa yung Bible, pero kinikwento ko sa inyo, ha? Yun na lang po yung that's how do I say that? Ha? Pinaparaphrase ko sa inyo. So I'll be using this man. And his name is Saul. Ano sa palagay niyo? Ang itsura ni Ananias. Huh? Well, what would you think Ananias' reaction to that? His reaction was, Saul? Yeah? Probably trembling. Probably, Lord, is that you? Am I hearing right? His name is Saul, and I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to minister to him? But God, you know, when he says something, he means that what he said. Saul. His name is Saul of Tarsus. Meron pang identification. Not anybody's Saul, but Saul of Tarsus. You will find him in the house of Judas. Oh, hindi na naman to yung Judas na nagpakamatay. Ha? Iba ng Judas to. Ha? Okay, huwag natin iku-confession. The house of Judas, where Saul was there, you know, Ananias went there. Why? Because he was obedient to God. He heard from the Lord. Why? Because he was a disciple who is really... Thank you, bro. Ananias was a disciple that is really serious about his being a disciple. Huh? Of course... Hindi siya part of the 12. So he's a disciple. He is ordinary. Bakit po? Special. Kasi yung 12 is special. Special. Kaya may mga saro, may mga ribulto nga sila ro, no? Special yung 12. No. It's not And that's to criticize or a joke. No, it's they are really special to God, the 12 apostles. But if the 12 apostles did not multiply discipleship, ala po tayong lahat dito ngayon. Ala tayong lahat ngayon. I would say Christianity died right there and there in Jerusalem. Kung yung 12 lang. Ha? Nakikita nyo? You know where I'm coming from? Ha? Naintindihan po ba nyo yun? Kung yung 12 lang, they will die. Ha? Paano? Work to death. Yung 12. They will work their, themselves to death. But the purpose of God was not like that. They really embraced what the Lord Jesus Christ has taught them for 3 years. And that is, you know, make disciples of nations. Make disciples starting with individual people. So those disciples grew in Ananias being a true disciple, praying. He was a devout observer of the law. Huh? Nagbabasa siya ng Bible niya. Wala silang Bible pa noon, but they have the law. They have the Torah. Huh? They have the first 5 books of the Old Testament. And he was not only a devout observer of the law, he was a respected person in Damascus. Kanya nga parating kilala siya. He was, sabi ron, respected by the people. Why? Because it was his life, yung buhay ni Ananias, was a testimony of who Jesus is. Kaya nga sabi nga natin, minsan tinatawag na nga silang, you know, disciples or followers, parati nakakabit sa pangalan na Ananias of Damascus, a follower of Jesus. Parati nakakabit yun. Why? Because they have seen the life of Ananias, you know, reflecting the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sa panahon natin ngayon, di ba? Sabi siya, a tough order. This is a tough job, huh? Na sabihin, walking and talking like Jesus. But you know what? That is what God wants done for His people. Huh? Yun ang gusto ng Panginoon. Hindi pwede po yung ano, yung tagong Kristiyano. Yung Kristiyano ka lang paglinggo. O Christian ka. Kasi yun lang tinitingnan mo lang, yung puro benefits mo. Ano ba, meron ba tayong kikitain dyan? Ganito ba yan? Sama ako dyan. O meron ba tayong ano dyan? Kikita ba ako dyan? The real Christians were really reflecting the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what Jesus Christ wants for us today. Yun ang gusto ng Panginoon. Walk, talk, and move a life like Jesus. Eh, wag naman tayo mapunta sa extreme na hanap pa tayo ng ano. Ha? Gagayain natin si Jesus talaga. O sige, gayain na natin si Jesus. Sige, tayo lahat, ganito. Papasok tayo sa church. No. That is not the point. The point is your life must be transformed by the gospel as a disciple making disciples. Hello? Hello? Itong church natin, 4,000 mahigit tayo ngayon. Would you imagine if all of us will be doing the works of the ministry like Jesus did? That this church has a capacity to double, to triple, to quadruple, and to, you know, like the first church, they founded and they call it, these people are turning the world upside down. Yun ang sabi nila, the first Christian, the first century church, sabi nila, these people, these Christians, these Jesus people are turning the world upside down. They were upsetting, huh? The known religion then, because they, the Christians, had a genuine relationship with the one Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. Palakpakan nga natin ang Panginoon. And Ananias reflected that. Now, paano naman ang koneksyon niya? Nga, nung lumapit siya kay Paul, he was no longer afraid because fear, you know, the fear in Ananias, baka hindi totoo to si Paul. Baka pagdating ko doon, pahuli ko, patay na ako. Pero, you know, the fear in Ananias was changed by God, by the Lord Jesus Christ, to faith. From fear to faith. Yes, Lord, I follow you. I know that you have a purpose. Yun ang maganda, di ba? Every disciple in this room today, he knows that he has a purpose. Ha? Sino sa inyo hindi nakakaalam nun? May plano ang Diyos sa buhay mo. May plano ang Diyos sa buhay ko. At alam ng Diyos yun. At alam ko yun. Dapat alam natin yun. Hindi tayo naglalakad na parang si Saul na bulag. Hindi. Alam natin that there is a destiny. And Ananias knows that when he follows God, when he follows the Lord Jesus Christ, that there is a destiny, that there is a purpose that the Lord Jesus Christ is achieving in that person, will be achieving in that person. He went to Saul, and when he went to Saul, let's look at that. Ang sabi niya, when he went to Saul, he has been an instrument to Paul, to Saul, to be, you know, affirming the calling and the destiny of Saul. Kaya nga sabi, he was an instrument of God in the confirming the Paul's destiny and calling. Not only that, he was affirming and receiving the grace of salvation, of Paul receiving the grace of salvation and welcome him to God's family. He affirmed Paul's receiving the grace of salvation. Bakit? Ang tawag kasi niya, pagdating niya, sabi niya, Brother Paul. Brother Saul. Yeah, sabi niya, Brother Saul. Now, he was not assuming, but he is doing that in faith. Ha? May pananampalataya siya, napatungan niya ng kamay, si Apostol Pablo, na Saul pa ang pangalan. O, tingnan natin yung picture. Yun o, oh, yun o. Pinatungan niya ng kamay. Oh, bulag eh. Ha? Parang si, ano, pangalan niya, nagpe-piano ang bulag. Si ano? Stevie Wonder. Parang si Stevie Wonder si Saul. Oh. Pero pinatong ni Ananias yung kamay niya, di ba? Lo and behold, the miracle of healing. Nakakita siya. Di ba? Brother Saul, ano confirmation? Sabi niya, yung nagpakita sa yung Jesus, ay yung ding Jesus na nagpakita sa akin, at sinabi niya na gagamitin ka niya para ikaw ay mangaral so that you will be preaching and you will be bringing the gospel to the Gentiles. Oh, ito na yung connection. Alisin mo na yung picture dyan. Okay, para dito sila nakatingin sa akin. Yan. Ordinary guy, Ananias, used by God, yielded and obeyed God, said, Saul, Brother Saul. Ano nangyari? Sabi ron, Saul, the scales in the eyes of Saul that causes the blindness, fell. Wah! Nakita si Saul. Oh, ikaw pala yung bro. Oh, bro. Yeah. Akap-akap na yun sila. Siyempre, parang ganun yun, di ba? Parang tayo, pag nakita, bro! Di ba? O kami nga ni Joshua, nagbabanggaan pa ng tiyan, bro! Malaki din kasi tiyan eh. Okay. Pero makikita natin doon, ha? That no longer in fear. Now this soul is no longer a foe, but he is now a friend. Oh, parehong F yun, ha? Si Saul, foe, from a foe to a friend. Si Ananias, from fearful to faith. Yeah? Do you have faith today, huh? Yeah. To reach out to the arm's length people that God is bringing you, your family, huh? Nasabi ng Panginoon sa'yo, kausapin mo na yung asawa mo. Sabihin mo, for God so loved the world. God loves you. He wants us. Sabihin mo, takot ako eh. Rise up from fear to faith. Come on. Di ba? Kaya ba natin gawin yon? Parang hindi kayo kumbinsido ah. Sige, tutuloy ko pa yung points natin dito. Okay. He called him Brother Saul. It changed Paul's mindset, ha? Na itong mga pinapatay ko na to, ipinapapatay ko ng mga Kristiyano na ito, eh totoo pala, kanya pala sila, ay nakikita kong ibang buhay nila sa akin. No? It was an impact in Paul or in Saul's life that he was seeing in his eyes. Bakit kakaiba ang mga tao na ito? Yun pala ang dahilan. Meron silang Jesus sa buhay nila. Meron silang Jesus na nangunguna sa kanila. Then, he led Paul, huh? He led the Apostle Paul in the discipleship track. Huh? He led Paul in the discipleship path. Paano niya ginawa yun? Una, pinakilala niya sa mga disciples. Di ba? Ha? Nagpunta sila sa the disciples in Damascus. Di ba? Okay, the Damascus Road, siyempre, mga disciples doon. Saul spent time with the other disciples. Sabi rin sa verse 19, no? Then, nagsimula silang magpunta sa mga groups. O, merong mga, tawag nga, small groups o victory groups, di ba? Eh, noong panahon na yun, ang tawag sa kanila Damascus groups. Okay yan, di ba? Talika, Paul, sama kita rin sa Damascus group ko. Ito si Paul. Ito yung Saulo dati, Paul na siya ngayon, di ba? And he was nurtured in the faith. Why? Because he has now become a disciple. Sabihin natin, disciple. He was now no longer a soul who is a persecutor, but a disciple. An ordinary guy, yet he is now a disciple. Ananias, an ordinary guy, yet he is a disciple. Philip, an ordinary guy, yet he is a disciple. The 12 apostles, ordinary people, yet they were apostles and they converted disciples. Nakikita ba natin yung plano ng Diyos? Eh, no connection nito sa atin, Pastor? What's the connection there? Yeah, the connection there, since Paul was called to preach the gospel to the Gentiles, to the non-Jews, sino dito sa inyong Hudyo? Who is here is a Jew? Who is, are you Jewish? Raise up your hand. Oh, hindi, di ba? Wala. Hindi ako Jew, ha? Example lang yun. Ako, parang lahi ako in check, lahing Hapon, pero Pilipino, Kapampangan. Ewan ko ba kung anong lahi ko talaga, pero hindi ako Hudyo. Yeah? Tayo, wala tayong Hudyo, walang Hudyo sa atin. And the gospel reached the Gentiles through the ministry and preaching of the Apostle Paul. The gospel you hear today, and we will hear until the end times, up to the Lord Jesus Christ comes, is by the gospel and the epistles of that great apostle, disciple named Paul. And that apostle Paul was discipled primarily by that ordinary guy, Ananias. Alam niyo, sa mga pastor o sa mga theologians, merong tinatawag na game. Ito yung game ng mga theologians. The game is asking question, what if? Handa na kayo? What if Ananias, you know, did not heed the vision? Si Ananias, so makita niya yung vision, siguro, nakakain lang siguro kung maraming kamote kagabi. Di ba? What if? What if Ananias said, no, Lord, I will not go. Send somebody. What if, what if Saul did not heed that call also? And he did not become the Apostle Paul. What if the gospel did not reach us because the 12 apostles were only busy among themselves and not making disciples? What if you who are seated today in your seats don't take ownership of the gospel and share it to your loved ones and to your friends and to people that you could reach? What if? The ball is in your hands, friends. The ball is in our hands. Who will say, Lord, I'm not ready. Lord, iba na lang. Lord, sila pastor na lang. Lord, Sunday lang ako. If that is your case, then watch this video. Let's watch this video.
I'm leading a small group of kids, about 10 to 12 years old.
Aking victory group, composed ng mag-asawa, senior citizen, at saka nanay.
Started like, siguro around a year ago. I was invited by a friend of a friend of a friend.
I feel closest to God when I serve. Pag nag-assure ako, pag may mga nag-share sa group, pag nag-lead ng victory group, God becomes more real to me na part siya ng everyday life, hindi lang siya some big God out
ang
there.
Ang isang nakikita ko bakit nagkakaroon ako ng interest na linggo-linggo ay pumunta, palagay ko yung pag-ibig na nadama ko rin dun sa nag-disciple din sa akin.
I've been through almost everything rin na nangyayari sa kanila. Yun, sobrang nakatulong sa kanya na kilala ko si God. So, mas may relationship ako sa kanya. And when I'm reaching out, mas feel ko yung presence.
Parang, di ba kung may happy ka, tapos you want to share it with other people. If there's something important with you, tapos may ka-share ka doon, iba yung experience na may kasama ka na binavalue din yung binavalue mo.
Kasi parang, di ba, there are some issues na kailangan mo ng advice of people. And better than if it's in a victory group kasi the advice that you get is Bible-based.
Ako si Sally Ledignon. By profession, I am a civil engineer.
I am Cheryl Sanjago, sa management accountant.
Shem Pascua, instructor sa chemistry.
Brian Raymundo, fourth year high school student.
Yes. Ordinary people doing extraordinary tasks will result to great things for God's kingdom.